Today on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, we are talking about getting organized through repurposing. Are you annoyed at the cost of many organizing containers? Do you have fun being creative and would like to bring that into your organizing? Looking for a way to save money when you get organized? Would you like to be a little more eco-friendly in your organizing? Let's continue as we focus on getting organized this month.
Ready to clear your clutter and share your gifts with the world? Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., join award-winning professional organizer, author, and certified life coach Julie Caraccio on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, as she teaches you how to navigate the waters to declutter your life. Julie Caraccio destroys the box and examines clutter in all areas: physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic, relationships, health, finances, and more.
When I began my business, this is a true story, I had literally declared my business July 1st, 2009, and I was out networking. And that was really a challenge for me in the beginning because I can be really shy. And luckily, I've gotten over a lot of that and enjoy public speaking and get paid to do it now. So that's pretty awesome. However, when I first started, I was shy and I sat down to do networking, meet people, say, let's meet one-on-one so we can learn about your business more. So I literally sat down and this woman said to me, the first thing out of her mouth was, I hate organizers. And that kind of took me aback. And normally I would have maybe run or been like, oh, what am I going to do? And I thought, well, let's just have a conversation. So I said, why do you hate organizers? And she said, because they're very wasteful. They have all this plastic and it's just gross. It's just bad for the environment. I said, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. You can repurpose. And we ended up having this amazing conversation about how to be green in organizing. But what was even better, for me at least, from that conversation is I came out with the direction of my business. I said, I'm going to focus on being green and being eco-organizing. And people said to me, you know what, you're going to be dead in the water. You're going to lose your business. And that didn't happen. I really believe you can't separate the personal from the professional. And so I brought that in my business and it has been wonderful. I've won awards and it was really great, but also it really motivated me. Well, how can I be green in organizing? And so I bring that into my business a lot. If you've been listening a while, you know, when I first started my business, it was called Healing Through Organization. And then when I did the TV show, I ended up adopting the name Reawaken Your Brilliance because that fit with clearing the clutter and what I was doing better. And so I still do green organizing. I always bring it in with my clients when I can. I'm of the mindset to never force anything on anyone, whether it's green organizing or clearing clutter, whatever it is. If you try to force this on anyone, they're not going to be interested. So what I tell clients is if you're not worried about the environment or not being green, there's no judgment there. However, repurposing and being green can save you money because you don't have to go out and buy containers. It can save you time. You don't have to shop online. You don't have to go to the store. And it can also be a really fun and good creative outlet. If that's something you're interested in, listen, because we're going to have a lot of fun today. What's great about repurposing is you probably already have a lot of these items already around your home. And if you don't, they're usually easy to find. And if you're really adventurous, you can have a lot of fun with this. So here are some things I've repurposed around the home to help me stay organized. I've talked about, I think I did a little episode and actually posted it a year and a half ago, but I say, drink wine, get organized. So if you're someone who buys a bottle of wines to give as hostess gifts or whatever, and even if you don't like wine, you can usually go to the store and get those cardboard containers. They already have the dividers in them, which is, I think, is great. And I wouldn't store these in the attic, basement, or garage, but we have a guest bedroom where we celebrate Christmas. So I store Christmas decorations and I use the wine bottle boxes because they're fantabulous. If they can protect the glass bottles of wine, they're going to be able to protect my Christmas ornaments. So you have these awesome dividers. So things are organized really well. So I repurpose wine container boxes for Christmas ornaments. I also have a really quick makeup routine and we have a little half bathroom downstairs. And so I have what I'd call a tiered cookie stand. And so I'm not using that all the time for cookies. And so I have it downstairs in our half room bath. I have my mascara, a little bit of eyeliner, a little bit of lip gloss, really basic, kind of what I'm wearing if you're watching the video. And so it's part of my get out the door quickly. If I have to get organized in the morning, there's better lighting down there. I have my makeup right there. I could put it on and I'm out the door. I also have used when, you know, when you go to the buy new bedding, you have those heavy plastic containers. And so there's a little one where the pillowcases come in. I keep our extra cords in there. And what's awesome is it's clear, so I can see their cords. I can also label cords and let with a Sharpie and say cords and write the specifics. I love containers when you can, are they're clear and you can see. So at a glance, I know what it is, even if I haven't labeled it. I also use the bedding to keep extra blankets in. They're dust free. Again, I can see what's in there. Usually those are great. Anytime you buy new bedding, that's a clear plastic container for you to repurpose. Now that's just a few examples of what we have going on around the home here.
Anxious, exhausted, stressed out, losing your mind, ready to get your life back? Go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com to learn how Julie Caraccio can support you.
So here are some other fun things that I have seen that I really like as well. Using a cork board for jewelry. So you've already got it framed. You can use the tacks and hang up your necklaces, hang up your earrings. But that's something fun, and again, that you probably have around the house. I have seen people take ice cube trays and use that for jewelry as well. Like I would use probably earrings for that. I wouldn't put necklaces because they'd get tangled up, but a great solution for storing your earrings. Taking a wire hanger and using that to store flip-flops. Another way, again, thinking out the box and outside the box and being creative. I saw someone take crown molding, and that's a thing that goes around the ceilings if you want to add a little extra pizzazz to your room. And they took the crown molding and used it to store high heels. So the heels were high and could just kind of fit on back of the crown molding, and it looked kind of cool. People use wine cases for shoe storage. I mentioned at the top of the podcast how I use my wine box for organizing my Christmas ornaments. I have seen people keep thread and buttons in a binder slash photo album. If you sew a lot, this might be a great solution for you. I have seen people take luggage tags and use those to label their baskets. Again, this is about adding creativity, about using what you already have. And I mentioned in the last podcast about having, when you're looking at containers, something that is fun that you're going to use. This makes it fun. And if you like the containers, if it's color, if that's what you need, you're more likely to keep up with your organizing. I have seen people use bathroom hardware as a jewelry rack. I have seen people repurpose a wine rack into a purse organizer. And I have seen people use shower hooks to hang jeans. These are just a few of really, I wouldn't even say there are a zillion examples because I think it's endless with how you can be creative. What I'd encourage you to do is to Google, and you can find anything on Google as well as YouTube. I'm really convinced there's a video for everything. There is also a Let's Fix It channel. I found out about that from my husband. He repaired, as I'm recording this, on our desktop. Apple said, we went to the Mac Genius Bar and they're like, kaput. And I was like, whoa, you know, I don't know about all that. And so my husband found the part. It was $150, went to Let's Fix It and figured out how to do it. So if you are someone like my husband that's really creative, find the videos out there for that and you will be able to just do amazing things. I've also pinned tons of ways to repurpose pallets, wooden pallets that you see a lot of. People have gotten super creative with that. A lot of clever people out there. Don't feel like you have to reinvent the wheel. Check what's out there. Now, where I live in Raleigh, we have a repurposing center, and I know a lot of big cities have them. We also have a swap center here run by the town. Then, of course, there's FreeCycle, so you may be able to pick up some cool stuff to repurpose. I'd also encourage you to check out Facebook because there are a lot of groups locally there where people do different things like swap, barter, or repurpose. In your mind, you are limitless, and there are an infinite way to be creative, so have fun with it. Since we are talking about repurposing, I wanted to share some of my favorite green organizing tips. Know what you've got. I've been looking for that is better than, I couldn't find it, so I bought a new one. Use what you have, whether it's your half-full shampoos, whether it's your half-full conditioners. You know, take those, gather up those shampoos, give those, you can't usually give those away to as a donation, but you got some girlfriends, you got some boyfriends. If it's something someone might be like, oh, I trust you, I'm not afraid to use your half full shampoo, consider using those and or repurposing them and putting them in little bottles and to use in your guest rooms. But don't have all that half stuff around that you're not using. Also check out your pantry. How many times do we go to the store and buy more stuff to add to the pantry and yet our pantry is already full? There is a really groovy cookbook out there when it's something the title along the lines of, you know, use what you have in your fridge, freezer, and pantry because you probably have 80 or 90% of the ingredients already to make this meal. So looking at the pantry, fridge, freezer, use what you already have. Make a use it or lose it basket. At my last job, I worked with a young woman who was a single mom of two children. And so things that I didn't like, whether it was I got lotion that I didn't like, or if it's a top that didn't fit, I would always have a basket. And when it got full, I would bring it into work and give to her. She really appreciated it. I know sometimes we can be a little nervous. I'm going to offend someone. And I thought, well, I'll know the first time I give her something if she's offended. And she wasn't offended at all. I did it in private. I didn't do it. Could have potentially embarrassed her. If you create a use it or lose it basket, then it's going to be easy access to get it out and give it to someone that could really benefit and appreciate it. And my favorite one, I love the word groovy, and I used it before the Brady Bunch movies came out again in the 90s. So isn't that groovy? Get in the habit of not bringing the groovies home. Examine what you're thinking about buying, pet it, touch it, exclaim, isn't that groovy, and walk away. Take actions from today's podcast. Look around your home. What do you already have available that you can repurpose into helping you get organized? A cork board, ice cube tray, crown molding, empty wine box. Implement some of your repurposing finds to get organized. Have fun and spend some time on YouTube, Pinterest, and Google finding more ways to repurpose. Get in the habit of not bringing stuff home. In our next episode, we're going to talk about common mistakes people make when getting organized. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Ready to live a more joyful and fulfilling life? Sign up for our newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com and receive a free copy of 10 Steps to Clearing Clutter Inside and Out. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate and review Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.